अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानिङ्गनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीश्रीमद्भक्तिप्रज्ञानकेशवैतिना अतिमात्रचरित्राय स्वासितानां च पालिने जीवदुःखे सदार्ताय नाम प्रेम प्रदाय वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम गौरक्तिशे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो। नाउ टुडे इज वेरी सेक्रेट डे। चतुर्मास व्रत इज गोइंग ऑन एंड इन चतुर्मास कार्तिक व्रत इज गोइंग ऑन। इट हैज बीन बिगन फ्रॉम एकादशी द्वादशी टुडे इज द्वादशी and again it will be commenced on full moon Sarada Purnima, from Sarada Purnima to Purnima. It has been written in Hari Bhakti Vilas that from Kartik Mas Damodar Vrat, Urja Vrat should begin from either from Ekadashi, either from Dwadashi, either from full moon Sarada Purnima. But the Gaudiya Vaishnava, especially Saraswata Gaudiya Vaishnava, in the line of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, they are called Saraswata Gaudiya Vaishnava. So Prabhupada has followed it from full moon to full moon, Sarada Purnima to Rasa Purnima, 1 month. Because Saraswati Thakur has established new thing, not new, same thing, but in a new way. If Saraswati Thakur and Bhakti Vinod Thakur was not in this planet, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teachings would have gone and stopped. So we should try to follow Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur in all respect. Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami, who took sannyas here in the midst of this here hall, he also followed Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and our Reverend Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, because he gave sannyas to him. So he has followed all these things. So we should try to follow it from Purnima to Purnima, 1 month. Those who are following from Ekadashi or Dwadashi, they also should samapta karna kya, and that this Prat Kartik Damodar Urja Prat on full moon, So in this month, today is a very sacred day, Dwadashi. Disappearance day of Raghunath Das Goswami, Gopal Bhatt Goswami, and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, three pillars of Gaudiya Vaishnava among so many. So first we should take Gopal Bhatt Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went in Chaturmasya Vrata in the South India, Rangji Temple. And he began to dance and do kirtan there. All were attracted. And a very holy family met him. And they called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you should live for months here in our residence and after you can go anywhere. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted their invitation and he went to their residence. They have separate room for him on the bank of Tapti river. Tapti or Kaveri, I don't remember. And he spent 4 months there. The name of the head of the family was father of Gopal Bhatt Goswami, named Trimalla Bhatt, his brother Venkat Bhatt, Trimalla Bhatt, and Prabodhananda Saraswati, the three brothers. They have taken initiation in the line of Srila Ramanuj Sri Sampradaya, and they were very learned person in whole South India. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to do kirtan and to tell so many things, Harikatha, to them. In 1 month they were all changed totally. They were the first day they were worshipper of Lakhi and Narayan, but by the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu they became Gaudiya Vaishnava, worshipper of Radha and Krishna, conjugal. This boy, Raghunath Das Gopal Bhatt Goswami, serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in so many ways. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to go to take bath in that river, sacred river, he used to go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his clothes, his door and coffin, and when he used to take his bath and coming to their residence, he used to take the water mixed cloths, cooking, and so many ways, so many things. He used to serve day and night, and he came so much pleased to him. The history is so long, how they became Gaudiya Vaishnava, worshipper of Radha and Krishna. But anyhow, Gopal Bhatt served Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so well, and he was so learned person, because Prabodhananda Saraswati was a very big learned person at that time. He knows Ved, Upanishad, Vedanta Sutra, and Srimad Bhagavata especially. He has written so many books, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made him so rasik, rasik Vaishnava. That is why he has written after that Radha Rasudhanisi, a book, very, very jewel book. There are two books Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered. Krishna Karnamrit, one book, and second, Brahma Sanghita. But third book, this book was so prominent, and or all disciplic acharya has taken his slokes. Pratham tab ki boita bolna. Krishna Karnamrit is somewhat inclined towards Krishna and showing that Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. But Radha Sudhanidhi is more rasik book, and he is going to pray Radhika as a master of Srimad, of Krishna. Krishna always wants to serve Srimati Radhika, and she wants to be Didashi of Srimati Radhika. This is the highest topic of Gaudiya Vaishnava thought. Rupa and Raghunath and Gopal Bhatta took his view that Radhar Dashi, Radhar Dashi, not anything else. And they want that Krishna should serve Srimati Radhika. Vishin Rash in Vrindavan, the Krishna is sat, gopis are weeping, rolling down on the earth, always searching Krishna. Oh Krishna, where you are? Without you, we will die. But Prabodhananda Saraswati has written Bhakti Radha Rasunadi. Why gopis will cry for and weep for Krishna? Krishna should weep, we should roll down, he should be in lament that, oh Srimati Radhike, where you are? I am dying for you. And searching Krishna here and there in all groves and mountains. He wants to meet Radhika and to take the feet dust of Srimati Radhika. This is the highest topic that our Goswamis has given in their books, and especially in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So all things Gopal Bhatta learned from Prabodhananda Saraswati. So Prabodhananda Saraswati is Gurupad Padma of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So you can imagine that how beautiful and how rasik and bhav Gopal Bhatta Goswami was. But he was a first learned also, very, very first. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came from Srirangam, he became mad to meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that you should serve your father because he is not only your father, but he is your guru. So you should serve him. But after that you should come to your elder brother Rupa and Raghunath in Vrindavan and be with them. So after the disappearance of their father, after the death of his father, Prabodhananda Saraswati also left his home and came to Vrindavan. He lived in Kamyavan and so many, all 12 months of Vrindavan. In separation mode, oh, where is Srimati Radhika, Lalite, Vishakhe, where you are? Always crying, weeping, rolling down on the earth. So Raghunath, Gopal Bhatta thought that where to live, how to have Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. So he also left. In the meantime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared from this world. So he wanted to go to Puri, but he could not go to Puri. So he was searching where to go and how to go to in Vrindavan to in the lotus feet of Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad and Rupa Goswami Pad. In his tour, he went to Himalayas, where there is a Gomti Nadi, Gomti River, and he saw a big Shalagram Shila. When he was going to bathe in river, he saw that a Shalagram was coming, following him, and he is not stopping in river, and automatically it is coming, and it seemed that he is telling that, "I will take your service, you should serve me." Then he took up in his arms and kept it in his head, sometimes on his eyes, sometimes on his heart, and took him with him to Vrindavan, and where he met Rupa and Sanatana. Rupa Sanatana, they embraced this very pure Rasik Vaishnava Gopal Bhatta Goswami. One day he was in Vrindavan, in Radharaman Ghera. At first no name of Radharaman Ghera, it was Vrindavan. It was in Seva Kunja, near to Seva Kunja, Nidhuvan. It was in the area of Nidhuvan, very secret and very secret place for Radha and Krishna conjugal. So he went there and he was thinking that how I should serve this Shalagram Shila. He wanted to see the eyes, face, his arms, his tree-folding body, feet and everything, and he wanted to decorate it. At the time of Jhulan, Jhulan means? In the night he slept and he was so much worried, thinking and demanding that how I can serve him. If very beautiful shape, tree-folding shape, smiling face with flower, then it will be very, very good to serve him. In the night, midnight, the Shalagram woke him. "Oh, Gopal Bhatta, you can see me? How beautiful I am." And thus he went to the deity and saw the, "Oh, beautiful Radha Raman. The face of Gopinath, trifolding here like Govindaji, and chest Govind, and feet was like." So think Govind, Gopinath and Madhavan appeared in him, three in one, in Radharaman. And he was so much delighted and so much glad to hear, to see this. And then he called all Goswami, and they were very much surprised and wondered that how his bhakti is there. The Shalagram has changed into Radharaman. So you can imagine how first class of Vaishnava he was. Really, he was not only Vaishnava. He was very near and dear to couple Radha and Krishna, conjugals. He was Gudmanjari of Krishna pastime. So, by his prayer, he became Radha Raman. After that, he was not only Bhavuk and Rasik Bhakta, but he was first learned. I have told all Vedas, all the scriptures of Ramanuj, he has in his throat. Sanatana Goswami told him, asked him some rules and regulations according to Vaishnava etiquette. That all can worship Radha and Krishna or anyone, and also how to take sannyas, how to take diksha, how to take mantra, what are the qualifications of disciple, what are the qualifications of guru. Everyone cannot be guru and every person cannot be disciple. Only those who have detached from worldly desires, great sense gratifications, those who have learnt all these Vedas, epics, and they have some realization of serving both Radha and Krishna, they should be guru, whether they are of any caste and creed. But if anyone are knowing the Krishna Tattva, kiva vipra, kiva nyasi, sutra kenona, jai Krishna Tattaveta sei guru. Those who know Krishna, who is Krishna, who is Srimati Radhika, who am I, what is the service of Radha and Krishna conjugal, and they are loving and doing prema seva, not only vachan, they are Gurudev. Especially those is not less than 1 lakh Harinam is doing daily, and Krishna is their heart, and those who can take his Krishna also and to give in the disciple heart, he is Guru. So you can imagine what are the symptoms of bona fide Guru. If any person have Guru like this, he is so lucky. We are lucky that we are disciples direct from our Guruji, who was direct Shishya of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Also there are those who are the disciples of Swami Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, also they are so lucky. So to have a Guru, qualified Guru, is so bhagya. Fortune. So he wrote a book like this, and it was called Hari Bhakti Vilas. The meaning is very beautiful meaning, wonderful meaning of Hari Bhakti Vilas. Bhakti Vilas. Krishna is always enjoying, and he is so much in blossom. Hari Bhakti Vilas. Hari means Krishna, who takes the heart of Srimati Radhika, he is Hari, and who is always dancing, singing in the hearts of Srimati Radhika, gopis and all bhakti, he is Hari. And for this book was made, he wrote, and he gave it to. At first, Salasanatana Goswami gave him some points, and after that, he collected all the all proofs of all epics, and he gave in all Puran, especially all Purans, and Nigam and Agam, and collected so many things, months, and gave it in there. And again, Srila Sanatana Goswami gave him first all these things, and again he explained he wrote commentaries on Hari Bhakti Vilas. So someone are in Sandeh, doubt that this book is of Sanatana Goswami really or of, but I think the book was manifested by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in their hearts, and he gave inspiration to make it. So he wrote, also he wrote Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sat Kriya Sardipika and Sarsangas, three books he wrote. So we should try to follow how to make temples, how to give diksha, how to give mantra. We don't call first initiation, second initiation, third initiation, fourth initiation. Only one initiation. First in Harinam and then diksha. Not Swamiji has made easy grammar because he was so kripalu, merciful. So he made some easy grammars for this. So he called first diksha means to take Harinam. And then to clear and to make it bona fide Harinam, diksha is essential. Someone thinks that diksha is more superior. But you can know that mantra is shresth mane? Superior. Our name is superior. What is superior? Vijayate Sri Krishna. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Name is himself Krishna. By mantra, detachedness comes, detaching from world. No attachment from world cuts this mantra and gives some relation to Krishna. So Gurudev gives him Harinam and then Diksha Guru, or in Diksha, how to chant Krishna name with relation of Krishna or relation with Srimati Radhika. And then this name becomes so pure and becomes conjugal Radha and Krishna. So all things has been given in Hari Bhakti Vilas he gave. Some he gave in Satkriya Sardivika. Anyone who is taking shelter of Radha Krishna and pure Vaishnava, they should not worship demigods. They should worship Rupa Sanatan, Yamuna, Govardhan, Radha Kunda, Shyam Kunda, Vrinda Devi, they should work. Lalita, Vishakha, they should serve. Not other things. Not Rukmini Raman, Satyabhama Raman, Mathuresh Krishna. If they are doing so, then they cannot come in Vrindavan. So he has told everything, how to do all these things. If marriage ceremony should be done according to Satkriya Sadhipika, not worshipping Ganesh and all other deities. If a Vaishnava who has taken sannyas, renounce order, when he departs from this world, he should give him samadhi, how samadhi should be given. Everything. There are so many sanskar. Kitana?
Ten
sanskar. All have been cleared there. So we are very fortunate to come in his line, and also we are debted to Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami and this Srila Gopal Bhatta. Today is also the disappearance day of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. You know all Raghunath Das Goswami. If anyone wants to be in Gaudiya Vaishnava, if anyone wants to dive in the ocean of rush brought by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip or here, they should surely follow रूप रघुनाथ पदे रहु मोर आश प्रार्थना करे सदा नरोत्तम दास. इफ एनीवन हैज नो टेंडेंसी इफ देन एनीवन हैव नो रुचि टू सर्व राधा कृष्ण कंजुगल इन दिस वे लाइक रूप एंड रघुनाथ दे शुड श्योरली गो टू माया मायाबाद ज्वाइन एंड दे शुड गो टू रामानुज दे शुड नॉट बी इन गौड़ियम इन गौड़ीय संप्रदाय श्योरली दे विल हैव टू गेट चैतन्य महाप्रभु आर एनी ऑफ हिज फॉलोअर्स एंड ऑल डिसिप्लिन्स दे हैव नॉट कम ओनली टू गिव वैधि भक्ति वल्ली. If you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, if you read the explanations of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Jiva Goswami and Sanatana Goswami Gopal Bhatti, you will see even Narottam Thakur Srinivasa Acharya and Shyamananda Prabhu, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, all will tell the essence of all Vaishnavism, essence of all the books, essence of all the teachings, A to serve Radha Krishna in line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If I am telling that we are not qualified to learn and hear and to do, then that should be very far away from our lines, very, very far lines. That should not join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj mission, Srila Prabhupada mission and our mission. So ultimate goal, to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Anarpati charing chirat karunaya avatirnah kalam. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami had told, Rupa Goswami has told, Raghunath especially has told, tabai vasmi, नजिमामि त्वया बिना इति विज्ञाय राधे तंगनय माम चरणं तिके. ओ श्रीमती राधे, आई एम योर्स योर्स एंड योर्स. इफ यू हैव नो मर्सी, इफ यू नॉट बिस्टो मर्सी टू मी, देन आई विल डाई. आई विल लीव वृंदावन, आई विल लीव कृष्ण, आई विल लीव एवरीथिंग, आई विल लीव माई बॉडी. If your mercy is not coming to me, I don't know Krishna. I don't want to serve Krishna without you. So he is telling that. Padabjayostava vina varadasyameva nannat kadapi samaye kiladevi yaj sakhyayate mama namastu namastu nityam dasyayate mama rasostu rasostu nityam. Very good things. What we cannot understand in the books of Rupa Goswami, we can understand easily by the books of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami has brought the ocean of Rasa, Bhakti Rasamit Sindhu. He has brought, you know, all. But how to dive, how to take some water and how to bathe in that Rasa Sindhu, the path has made Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Without following him, we cannot go to that ocean of Bhakti, Bhakti Rasamit Sindhu. So we'll have to follow especially Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. So today is the disappearance day of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there in Navadvip and Raghunath Das Goswami met him in Shantipur, you know Raghunath Das Goswami, he was the prince. He was very, very high class of rich person's son. There were two brothers, his fathers. The whole property was of Raghunath Das Goswami. When their father and mother saw that he has some inclination for Radha and Krishna to serve and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They wanted to turn his boat, but they could not. Raghunath Das Goswami has tried so many times to give up his home and to go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. At last, big and very strong iron or kadi vase chain were brought to tighten Raghunath Das Goswami. So many watchkeepers were there to always look after him that he should not fly away from home. At last his mother told his father, his husband, "You should try to tight him and always guard." Then he thought, in this world iron chains and all these things are not so strong, like wipes, but attraction. So he looked after whole Bengal, very beautiful Kishori for him. And he was married. He was unwilling to marry, but anyhow they forcefully they married him. That beautiful princess was brought to Raj Palace, but he has nothing to do. He has never seen his wife. What is called wife, he did not know what is wife. Then again she told her mother that how to tighten her. Only my son is there in our family, and if he becomes sadhu, then what to do? How we will say we will die? You should try to tighten him in iron bars. Then his father Hiranyagovardhan told that a love affection of father and mother and charmingness of his wife, everything we have tried by all these things. So if anyone's heart is taken by Krishna, they cannot be tightened by anything, whether it may the wife be so beautiful, loving, serving, anyhow so sweet, fragrant, and everything. But they have no use of that. They cannot tighten him. So how this pranless, lifeless iron bolts, how can they can bind it? Raghunath? Anyone cannot. The eyes which are towards Krishna, heart Krishna has taken, that heart cannot be used in these worldly affairs. No sense gratification. Then he wanted to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Shantipur. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mother came, whole Navadvip, lakhs and lakhs children's, women's, old persons, everyone came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but only one could not come. Can you say who was? Only Vishnu Priya. Mother came. He met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his lotus feet in his arms and began to weep and told her, "Oh mother, I have done offense. I have not served at all. So please forgive me and order me what to do me. I want to serve If he will tell me, then I will give up this sannyas and reverence order, and I will go return to home, and I want to serve you. Then his mother became upset. What to tell? He stopped his weeping and told, "Oh, I don't want to make such a blunder mistake. But I want that you should." At that time, she told that, "Oh, Advaita Acharya and all others, I want that my boy is Nimai, as he will be here, I will make for cooking, and with own hands I will give to my son." All were agreed to this point. Sachima was always for 7 days or 6 days he was there, or 5 days. He used to cook and to give Mahaprasadam with her own hands. In the same time, Raghunath Das Goswami, very beautiful Kishore of 16 years, this prince came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was so lovely that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not keep him away from Raghunath Das Goswami. He was so beautiful, loving, attractive and charming, and also having the heart for serving Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He told that, "I want to go with you where you are going. I cannot leave you. You are my soul and life." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, "Don't be mad. First be qualified for this, and then otherwise you will have again to return in with your wife and with your children and all these things." He told, "But how can I leave you? I cannot be separated from you. You should be merciful and order me at once that I should go with you in Puri." Then he told, "Sthir haiya ghar jaho, na hao batul, krame krame paye log bhavasindhu ko." You should be quiet and calm. Return to your home and do your works usually as you are doing. But in our heart, keep so much strong faith and strong service mode in heart. Don't disclose to others. Like camphor, it will go away if anyone sees. So keep it in your heart and do your duties outwardly, home tasks and all other things. And in some very soon, you will be qualified to give up your home and everything. Sthir huya ghar jaho naha bhavatul, krame krame paye log bhavasindhu ko. Krame krame means gradually anyone can go on the steps of Paramartha. Don't be so hurry. And you should obey my orders. You should treat all these things to your fathers as your father, mother and do. And internally try to increase your Krishna consciousness as a hidden way. And no long time you will meet me. And he sent to him. He went and began to do what he was doing artificially to show all others, and all were but calm, and they were so much pleased and happy that, "Oh, he has come and doing all the duties of home duties." Father, mother, and he used to do the also Rajya Seva, Rajya. The duties of the kingdom he used to do. After some days, Nityananda Prabhu came to with him and he met in Panihati on the Ganges brink, and he gave his lotus feet on the head of Raghunath Das Goswami and told that I am taking over all kinds of evils and you will be very qualified by the grace and mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. He had a chance to give up his home and everything. And he met to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now it is 50 minutes. So I am telling some very little. Subhananda. Then Raghunath Das Goswami reached Puri. He was hungry. So hungry. Taking somewhere only milk. Somewhere, you know, Mudi. Pop rice. Somewhere nothing. Day and night. Not in a good way, but in jungles here and there he went there. Being in the mosquitoes, elephants, tigers, no fear at all. Krishna was helping him and unko bacha rahe the, saving him. At last he went on the door of Kashyamishra Bhavan. Now it is called Radhakant Math, Kashyamishra Bhavan, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gambhira. And Sarupadamoda Raya Ramanand, Sikhi Maiti, Pratap Rudra, and all associates were there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw him from very distance, and he at once stood up and told, "Oh, see, Raghunath has come." And he embraced him. Raghunath began to weep and fell flat on his lotus feet, rolling down. Save me. Hey, isko rakho. Save me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are saved. Krishna has saved. You were in the very dirty pound of stool and urine. Krishna has saved you. I think that Nityananda Prabhu has given his lotus feet on your head and he has saved and he has sent you here. So he kept his hands in the lotus hands of Srila Sarup Damodar and told that now you are of Sarup. So all will know you as a Saruper Raghu. That is, you will be the servant of your disciple of Srila Sarup Damodar. Damodar told Sarup Damodar that you should teach him everything, how to worship, how to do all these things, how to chant, how to remember, how all these modes, for what I have come to this world. Raghunath, Sarup Damodar was so much pleased and took his hand and took with him in his abode residence and kept it as he was in Puri. He was so much Bairagi. Bairagi means, you know of Bairagi? No attachment, worldly thing, no sense gratifications, nothing was there. His father sent so many coins, like dollars, with a priest and with a servant, Brahmin servant, to cook and to give him prasad. Because he was prince, but he could not accept it. He used to beg on the Singha Darwaja, something. And after that he also left it, because it is like prostitute to always be in. This person will give me, this person will give me. So he left also. And he used to take the remnants Mahaprasadam of Jagannath, who was rotten, and cows has left it, and he used to take it and to wash with water. And then a very little namak, salt he used to give and used to take as a Mahaprasadam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, what he told? Bhairagi karibe sadha nam sankirtan. He was telling to Raghunath Das Goswami. Bhairagi, those who have left homes, their countries, their father, mother and all, they are bhairagi, whether they are male or female. They have not come to enjoy themselves, each other. They have not come to Jagannath Puri or Vrindavan or Navadvip to enjoy anything. They have come as a bhairagi to serve Radha and Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So how they should be? Bhairagi karbe. Sadha Naam Sankirtan. Always day and night Naam Sankirtan they will do. How they will do? Cheto darpanamarjanam bhav mahadavagni nirvapanam श्रेयः कैरव चंद्रिका वितरणं विद्या वधु जीवन आनंदं बोधिवर्धनं प्रतिपदं प्रेमामृतं मात्म संपन्नं परं विजयते श्री कृष्ण शंकर. लाइक दिस दे विल. हाउ देन सेकंड श्लोक अगेन. हाउ देन थर्ड श्लोक. तृणादपि सुनीचेन तरोरपि सहिष्णुना Amanina manadena kirtani. But it is not sufficient. And then how it will be sufficient? You should think that I am Krishna Das. I am Krishna Das. I am Radha Dasi. Thinking this, then sixth shloka. Nainam galadas sudhara badanam gadagadarudhaya gira Pulikarni jitang papuhakada tamanam grahani. Like this we should do. At that time we will forget all these things, worldly desires, worldly modes at all, and we will be of Radha and Krishna. Where you are? O Brajandanandan Shyam Sundar, where you are? Telling this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling. So Bhairagi will be like this. No policy, duplicacy, hypocrisy and anything. And no rajniti also, that I will fall down him, I will down him, I will down her, I will shoot him. This is not Vaishnava culture. We should try to be far away, very far away from all these things. We should be humble like this. Bhairagi karibe sadha naam sankirtan. He will do chant. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Weeping, heart melting. If heart is not melting, then we are not surely Vaishnava. There is defect something. We should try to keep far away all these defects and be Vaishnava like this. Magiya khaibe kare, jivan japan. Magiya khaiba means he'll beg door to door something what is necessary. Not that I will bring lakhs and lakhs dollars and make very beautiful temple, very beautiful palace, and there we will make drink and be merry. Not that. Light a vairagi. I have come to enjoy all these things, and sometimes I will Hare Krishna and enjoy all these things. We should not do like that. We should follow, if we want to do bhajan, we should follow actually Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana. Sankhya purvakana magana nati vihikala vasani krita nidra har vihara kadi vijito chatanta dina radha krishna gunasmate madhurima आनंदेन सम्मोहितौ वंदे रूप सनातन रघु जुगौ श्री जीव गो लाइक दिस हे राधे ब्रज देव के चलिते हे नंद सुनो श्री गोवर्धन कल्प पादप तले कालिंदी बन्ने घोषंतावित सर्वतो खेदय महाबिह्वलौ वंदे रूप सनातन रघु जुगौ लाइक दिस वी शुड डू भजन ऑलवेज sinking always in the rash samudra bhakti rasamrita sindhu and then krishna will see oh I should go at once I should go give him darshan chaitanya mahaprabhu will be so busy to come and to protect this bhakta so we should be like this so chaitanya mahaprabhu telling all these things I am not telling all these things bairagi hoya jeva kare paropeksha those who are bairagi and they are dependent to others he will come and give me and he will come she will come and give us then no bhakti at all krishna karana upekha then krishna will avoid that such persons devotees we should not be entangled any way that I am the master of this mutt, I am the master of this body, I am the master of my woman, I am everyone. Bairagi kirta sada naam sankirtan. Every time, in day and night, like Haridas Thakur, he will do. Oh, if he will do more than 16, or bhakti will go away. This is not true. Someone tells that if you will do more than 16 rounds, then your bhakti will go away. This is not true. This is not good siddhant. We should try to develop our Krishna consciousness and this from 16 rounds to any guru does not tell, but Swamiji has given some concession them because they were drinking in ocean of what? Eat, drink and be merry. So he told that I am giving some concession. You should follow me and I will take you in Krishna consciousness. So he gave something. Our Gurudev has not told that you should try to do 16 rounds. He never told. Any guru, Srila Prabhupada has never told that you should do 16 rounds. We have made it easy. We know that he will not do. So, get it. But from the very beginning, Loknath Goswami gave Harinam and Diksha to Narottam Thakur and told that you should do 3 lakhs or 2 lakhs and 1 lakh. Always remember in job. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, anyhow where he has not written that you should do 16. Or he has not calculated any number. But they have all written that those who are not doing chanting 1 lakh harinam they cannot serve Radha and Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Clearly they have written. So we should try to do more and more. Shak patra phal bule udar bharan. Only shak moon and all these things easily receive. माने क्या होगा दोस थिंग्स वी आर इजिली बी टेकन बाय दिस दे शुड टेक दे शुड अपने जीवन का निर्वाह इस प्रकार से कर मेंटेन देयर लाइफ जीवार लालसे जई इति उति था कृष्णो दर कृष्ण ही पाए उदर पारायण कृष्ण है दोस हु ओनली वांट ओ टेस्टफुल थिंग्स टेस्टफुल sweet and tasteful, everything. They cannot serve Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So especially in Kartik month which is coming, we will try to give up our tastes. What will be easily collected, we will take that. We should try to take very simple things. And anyhow, going to Govardhan Nandagaon Barsana, Kamyaban, Madhuban, Talban, Kumudban, all Ban, we will go. But very simply we should try to be there. Don't search attached bathroom and other things. Krishna has given so many sweepers there in Braja. You know? So we should always chant, remember and see the pastimes of Krishna. Very beautiful things in Bhandirban, in Radha Kund, Sham Kund, Govardhan and all places in Nandagaon. Only one thing, he is also Gramya Kathana Sunive Kane. Don't hear all the things rather than Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu things. Hari Katha only going in here. Not Gramya Katha. Gramya Katha means worldly talks or Rajniti. How to check him, how to making down him, how to give him some sufferings to all others. He should not go more than me, he should not know more Siddhanta than me, because he will be Guru and then I will be down. Not thinking like this. Don't do like this. There are going on all these things. So you should be very careful for this. Bhalo na khaibe ar bhalo na paribe. Don't take delicious things and don't take very costly clothes. Amani mano dhaye krishnam sada labe braja radha krishna seva manuse karibe. Amani mano dhaye. Don't want any reputation, fame and others, and give proper honor to others. Don't want your honor, that all should honor me. I will never honor others. Not like that. Anyone who is chanting Hari name, whether he is initiated or not initiated, we should try to honor him by mind. If he is dikshit, initiated, then with mind and body and by all means. And then he is so high class of Vaishnava, not criticizing anyone, doing always and chanting and remembering Krishna pastimes, we should serve by heart and everything. We should try to know all these things and try to follow all these teachings. Amani mano dhaye krishnam sadalabe braje radha krishna seva manusa karide. And by mind and heart we should serve Radha Krishna. Gaur premanande. One kirtan, mahamantra. That the kirtan. Half of the kirtan. Hane adha je kirtan se chute gaye che hoye thi. Radha Krishna pranamo. Acha man thik bole de. Tumi bole to mane ora bole de. Hare Krishna. Attention.